Thank you.
Log Talk Radio.
Thank you. For those who are joining us from all over the world.
Thank you,
Lord, that they may give you glory. People giving you praise and adoration.
Thank you
for what you've done.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us, Lord, in every aspect. Holy Ghost, we ask that you take over this line. Bless it, and don't let the people leave the same way they come. Bless them. In Jesus' name. Lift every person up. Give grace and give your glory to yourself, Lord, because you share it with no one. But help the people. Lord, bring glory to thee in Jesus' name. We do praise you. All the adoration goes to thee. Bless us on the prayer line as we give you praise, as we give you our prayer requests. And Lord, let this be a bumper day. Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Bless us today. We'll bless you back. And thank you for what you've done already, what you're doing, and what you shall do.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, the Christ, who went to Calvary and died for us, we pray. And for the glory of God, the creator of all things, with Jesus. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be with us, we pray. Thank God, we give you the glory. And thank you for everything, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
Jesus. Good morning,
Lord.
Lord.
You're there.
Good
morning.
You are there. My God. You protected us all night long. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. My God. Thank you. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
God, I praise. If you've got a praise, when I say praise, check. I should just be able to say it right now, but I'm still giving you reminders, amen. When I say praise check, it's time for you to give him praise, amen, with me. Everybody from every area code, no matter where you are, if you can open your mouth, you suddenly have a praise.
Thank you.
You can speak, that's suddenly a praise. If you open your eyes this morning, don't take it for granted. Open your mouth and give him praise. This is a praise check right now. Where's your level of praise? Praise check this
thank
morning.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for life.
Puerto Rico, Virgin Isles, oh, Jerusalem, you name it, just simply all over the world. We have more than 90 million listeners, and the stats are steady going up every day, and we certainly do give God the praise. We thank God for our Chief International Ambassador Johnson is doing in regards to broadcasting and getting this message across the world, and the world is catching on. It is certainly a brand new spiritual awakening that's taking place. And may God forever bless you, Chief, and continue to do what you do. God bless you. Back to you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you. You're doing a great, great job, Ambassador Hagin. And thank you for doing the protocol for us. We appreciate it very much. Oh, my God. Thank you.
God bless you. You're welcome.
Welcome to welcome. For the purpose of helping, we are aware that certain people come on our line to copy us and copy this line. This is the mother line. Amen. It's several years old, and well, thank you for even those who copy us. Amen. Wonderful that people would count you worthy to want to be like you. Amen. Thank God for you. I want to ask those who are on the line who know of a way you can celebrate Jesus. Oh, my God. And I can give you several, but I want you all to give them to the people, and maybe I'll pick up the end here. But give several ways to celebrate Jesus. How do you celebrate him? How do you celebrate?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, the way I celebrate Jesus is by thanking him for saving my soul. Thanking him for healing my body on yesterday. I told you my throat was sore. I tell you, I swallowed real hard, and I got me and put me some drop of anointing oil in that water that I drank it. I'm telling you, Bishop, I ain't been hurting since. Now, I said, thank you, Lord, for my throat. Thank you for the prayers of the righteous. This much. And I can tell the world how good God is and what he brought me from up until this day, 73 years. I can tell the whole world about this.
Ooh.
I can tell the nation that I've been blessed.
Yes, Lord.
I can tell the whole world that Jesus came and he died. And he rose again. If you don't know him, you better get to know him, because God is good. He's real. He ain't no phony. He said he would not leave us. Oh, I could tell the whole world that God is good, God.
All right.
All right, Mother.
Bless Mother.
Thank you so much, Mother Willie Johnson in Indianapolis. All right, somebody else got a way to celebrate Jesus. I'm getting y'all ready for the holiday, for Christmas. And let's suggest to people how we can celebrate Jesus all over the world. The line is open to you. Who else? Celebrate Jesus. Well, we know that's one way we don't celebrate him, is by holding our peace when we're asked to celebrate him.
God bless you. Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Sister Gina. One way we could celebrate Jesus, we know that people are always out during this time of year. They start around Thanksgiving, advertising, things on TV, ways to spend your money, to buy this, to buy that. People go into debt, running up credit cards, buying gifts for others, but no gifts for the birthday boy. And one thing we could do, we could seed it into a ministry, seed into God's ministry, seed into his kingdom to help build his kingdom. Make that a gift for the Lord for his birthday. God bless you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That's Ambassador-elect Sister Gina Hodges. Amen. All right, anybody else?
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. This is Ambassador-elect Prophetess Death. And for me how to celebrate Jesus during this season is once I have come to the knowledge of the truth, to know that I must do the will of the Father who sent me, would be for me is to fulfill it once my salvation, I got saved, I got delivered. Because so many years I found out after I got saved, I wasn't doing God's will. I was doing the will and the things that everybody else wanted me to do. So now I'm fulfilling my purpose. Today I know my assignment from God. I know where my destiny is taking me. And today my gift I give to him is my mind, my body, my soul, how I treat my sisters and brothers in Christ, bringing those to Christ, pulling them to the Calvary, glory to God, learning how to forgive, following his statutes and his principles, and knowing that the promises of God are there, knowing that it might cost my life, knowing that you have to lay down your life, knowing that you have to do everything and give everything up to follow him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just found out today is doing the will of God for my life, that he will be glorified. Everything I do is pointing to Calvary. Oh, my God. And to me, that is the greatest gift for me because he gave me a gift when I got saved. And now the older that I am getting, I'm reflecting. I'm assessing. I'm spending time doing something that didn't even, that I, it's not my assignment from God. I don't waste any more time on this earth doing something that's not pleasing to God. God bless all of you and have a wonderful day. And my bow on it is giving him a praise. Hallelujah! Glory, glory!
All right, Ambassador Elect. Gail Stith, amen. Always a blessing. All right, thank you so much. Oh, my God, that's beautiful. Anybody else? How do you celebrate Jesus during this time of year? We want to suggest to people things that they can do for the Master.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is 816. I'm just thinking about, this is Charlotte, how sacrifice and what sacrifice really means, what Jesus did for us, how he paid it all, how he took everything for us. So I'm just thinking about the word sacrifice and how we can sacrifice ourselves and just lift up the name of Jesus, telling any and everybody everything has been so wonderful. The word sacrifice, breaking down that word, less of me, Lord, less of me, more of you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Sister Charlotte Gray. All right, and your voice is getting better and better, Sister Gray. Gray, thank God for you. All right, somebody else, tell us, what can people do to celebrate Jesus? They know
how to. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I give honor to God this morning, Pastor, Leader Dr. Johnson, and First Lady, and to all of the people on the line. I'm just so glad and thankful to be a part of this prayer line. Glad because I can testify the Lord woke me up early this morning, before 5 o'clock. I'm so glad because I had a good night's rest, and I know it was nobody but the Lord. And I praise and magnify him for taking care of me, watching over us, and protecting us and keeping us from hurt, harm, and danger. I praise and magnify him. We know we're coming up to the Christmas holiday, but I thank God because Jesus Christ is still alive in my life. I thank him for health and strength. Thank him for peace and a peaceable mind. I just thank him, Lord. I just thank him, praise him, and magnify him for salvation. Love the Lord today for salvation and Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost just covers my soul right now. I'm glad for my children and all of my whole entire family, and I'm glad for all of you on the line. I just thank God for each of you in foreign countries and whatever, wherever. And God bless each of you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God, get the glory out of our life. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
All right.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
This is Ruby. I just wanted to say praise God. It was so much deep, so deep down in my soul this morning. All I can say is praise God. And praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And mainly, I can't think of anything, but it just came, rose up into my spirit, and I'm just thanking God this morning for the line, and all is not well in my spirit, but I thank God anyway. The only thing I can hear is praise God, so I'm going to ask everybody just to say it with me. Praise God, praise God, praise God,
praise God,
praise God. And I thank Him for this because I've been too shy to, or I just never said anything. But this morning, all I can hear is praise God. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and have a good day.
God bless you,
God bless you. Wonderful. All right, anybody else with a suggestion? Idea on how people can celebrate Jesus. Come on, saints of God. Come on.
Good morning. This is Sister Jerry.
Good morning.
Celebrating the Savior, I believe, in peace. You know, some of us, we always want to speak our two cents and start a commotion. I just think you should have peace. Not be starting a commotion, but to make peace. And if there is something that's dysfunctional going on around you, try and make peace. And I think that that's very important. Amen.
Yes, it is. And thank you so very much. All right, someone else. Want to help celebrate Jesus? Give us some ways, you know.
Yeah, this is Aretha. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Aretha, God bless you.
Yeah, this is Aretha. I want to thank God for bringing me from a long ways, and I want to thank Him for saving me. And I want to thank God for waking me up this morning to be on this prayer line. And I want to thank Him for loving me and thank Him for my life and thank Him for my family. And I want to thank you, Dr. Johnson, for your prayer for my pains. Saturday night, I had a good night's sleep. Got up Sunday morning, went to church, and no pains. And I want to thank you. Thank you. And may God bless you, and may God strengthen you, and may God protect you, and bless you every step you make and take. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Well, let me give you a couple suggestions, maybe two or three. Why not remember Him first? Most people don't really give Him a present on Christmas. They don't remember Him first or last. Oh, my God. But how about remembering Him first? That would be a wonderful Christmas present. I know that would touch my heart. Amen. People remember everybody else. But Jesus said, seek ye first. It was always about people just doing things and treating His kingdom and Him first. Amen. That would be a wonderful present to Him. And then secondly, what about going to the senior citizens' homes? I heard Mother Willie Johnson say she's doing that. Amen. How about going there? I plan to go there. Amen. And do something for them who don't normally get a lot of family coming to see about them. That would be good. Here's another thing. How you remember Him first? How about going to Walmart or Kmart or someplace like that, Targets, and picking up a few blankets? You know, they're not expensive. And going and around downtown area somewhere and finding some of those homeless people under the bridge and giving them a blanket to stay warm. And it's going to get cold, really cold in certain places. Wouldn't that be a wonderful Christmas present? And when you give it to them, say, the Lord told me to bring this to you. And that's a way to really celebrate him on his birthday. He would appreciate that so much. Because, you see, God is trying to do things for a lot of people who don't, you know. And here's another thing. How about giving, buying some groceries for some people who don't have food? See, God is looking for ways to get food and warm blankets and other things to people. Because you got to remember that God uses people. And he wants to use the saints, you know, if y'all would let him use you.
Yeah.
That would be a wonderful thing. Can you imagine people up on the bridge and you pulling up and getting out with one or two blankets and saying, listen, I saw y'all there and the Lord spoke to my heart. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke to my heart and told me to go get y'all these blankets. I think he would get a lot of smiles. And people would really, they would appreciate that. Might, in all probability, would draw them closer to the Lord.
Amen.
Talking about getting people, you know, thanking the Lord, that sure would help them to thank the Lord. Amen. I could keep on going. I got 100 of those for you. And one day I'm going to try to give them all to you. But for the next few days, we're going to be discussing that. How to celebrate Jesus. What can you do to highlight Jesus in the minds of others? And I got an idea that I'm working on. I believe God's going to bring it to pass. Church is right in the middle of the inner city. And trying to do a work thing. And on Christmas, I don't know if what God's going to do. I don't put anything past God as far as blessing. My God, with Christmas. Amen. I want to just go from door to door. I'm giving this idea to you because that would be one of my celebration times to do something for the Lord. I'd like to see several people do this. I'm not trying to hold on to this idea for myself, but I want to go from door to door in the inner city where people don't hardly have any money around this time. But I want to give them $100. I want to go to probably 100 and give them $100 and say, the Lord told me to bring this to you. Amen. It doesn't have to be 100. It can be $20. It can be $10. But the Lord, see, this time of year, people appreciate anything. And the Lord told me to give this to you. And then we'll give them just a little card or a printed piece of paper and just tell them where your church is, you know, where it is, who the pastor is. Why? That's... Yeah,
God bless
my mom.
You.
I love her. I have to pray. Ask a prayer for God's grace and mercy in my life, for his favor, the victory in every situation, for a strong faith, help me to be more grateful, for be more spiritual, help me with a financial blessing, my family, my friends, and for serenity, and for deliverance, and for breakthrough, and for healing.
And that's all.
Thank
you. God bless you. We got it. Uh-huh. All right. Is there anyone else with a prayer request?
Sister Karen Brown, 314 area code. Dr. Johnson, I want to pray for obedience this morning on this prayer line. These people sleeping and snoring and things, they are causing other people not to be able to get what they're trying to get out of this prayer line. I just want to pray for obedience because too many times we have asked people not to do this and they continue to do it. That's disturbing others.
Thank you so much. And we certainly will pray for that. I believe a prophetess came on our blog line last night and said that the Lord had given her a message.
Yes, I heard that too. Mm-hmm.
Amen. I don't know. Is she on this morning, or Prophetess Baker? I guess not. But last night she came on and said the Lord had given a word. And so these folks who are doing those things who are not having any reverence for the prayer line and the blog line, she said, God said to stop it. And she said, if you don't stop it, God said he's going to chastise you.
Right. That's right.
And he's going to chastise you. So I'm just giving you the message that she gave on last night. And it's a word from the Lord. I mean, you can go to the city community board meeting or some type of meeting for the city and have the utmost respect. You can quiet as a mouse. And yet you come on the prayer line for the Lord and you show no respect. God said, stop it. He's going to chastise you. I hope you get it. You don't have to experience that. But God said, stop it. He's going to chastise you. All right. Give me another prayer request.
Good morning. This is Bernita,
Area
616. God bless everyone. My prayer request is for Brother Lawson. I haven't heard him on the prayer line in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm requesting prayer for him.
Amen. Are you on the line this morning, Brother Lawson? Right, we will pray for him. God bless you. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I just want everyone to pray for my family, as in the Moore's family, and also pray for me. I will be having surgery on this morning at 11 o'clock. So I'm just asking God to do what He said He would do. God bless you all. I love you. Thank you.
I'm gonna stop now with you having surgery this morning. Okay, lift your hands up to the Lord, Sister Sheila. Father, we do pray for Sister Sheila there in Connecticut. Those hands are up symbolizing, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help. God, we ask that she be placed in your hands. Oh, I know that there are good doctors there in Connecticut. I don't doubt that. I thank you for them. God, you're a doctor who never lost a case.
Yes.
And we ask that you put her in your hands. And if you want to use the hands of the doctor, it's fine. Whatever you want to do, God. But let her be in your hands as the surgery goes forward. And I pray that it be successful. We ask it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we are putting her in your hands. In Jesus' mighty name. Let everything go well. And then after surgery, I'm asking you to heal her body.
Yes.
Don't let the devil come in the back door. God, fill it off with the oil of the anointing. Spray it all over there. And touch her body. You know, God, you could heal her even before the surgery.
Yes.
They can just look this final time before the surgery and find out there's nothing there. I'm asking you just to do what you want to do and let a miracle happen to Sister Sheila. Look on her faithfulness to this prayer line. And I pray that you bless her in an ultra awesome, bountiful way. In Jesus' name I pray. And for the glory of God, we ask it. Thank God. Amen. All right. God bless you, Sister Sheila. Anybody else with a prayer request?
Good morning.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Ernestine, area code 773. I would like to place Rhonda on the prayer request list. Diagnosis is colon cancer and also Vera, liver cancer.
Who? Last Belma, you say?
Vera.
Vera?
Yes.
Okay, liver cancer. These are wonderful opportunities for God to be glorified. Amen. Let's pray for him. I may know that the Lord is not afraid of any cancer. He made them all. And then why did he make cancer? He made it for his glory. How you figure that? How can you have it? He heals you. Who are you going to glorify? You're going to glorify God. He made all this for his glory.